Proclamation number 6193 of 19th of February, 1955. The key to wisdom is love, not reason. No area is as controversial as the spiritual, for where no evidence can be produced, people will never agree. Yet every representative of his view believes himself to be in the right. He believes to stand in the truth. The human being can intellectually expand every earthly knowledge. He can also prove it with evidence, or again and again convince himself of error and change his thinking. He can fathom it and come to a firm conclusion which can now be accepted as irrefutable by those who research and ponder in the same field. But it is different with spiritual knowledge. With the area which lies outside of earthly knowledge and which can never be investigated intellectually. Whatever spiritual knowledge is passed on to people can never be proven, but only ever has to be believed. And the fact that people express and advocate many and different thoughts as correct is understandable, because people are different in their nature, and the exploration of spiritual territory is closely connected with the human being's nature. With his spiritual maturity. For this area is not explored by the intellect but by the heart. This is incomprehensible to purely intellectual people, and yet a fact that proves itself. Even people with highly developed intellectual thinking will not come to consistent results in the spiritual field as long as the heart is not involved in their research. But then the views will fully agree, because then the right key to the gate of wisdom will be found and applied. And this key is love, which is kindled in the heart, which now also enlightens the human being's spirit so that he cannot think other than right, because now his thoughts are guided by God and these thoughts are guaranteed to be truth. People of intellect cannot be helped with such an explanation until love also ignites in them. Then they will understand this mystery. Then they will understand that God reserves the truth for himself and only gives it to those who make contact with him through love. Although knowledge gained in this way cannot be proven, the inner conviction is sufficient for the human being to know that he stands in truth. And to know that no earthly scientist can ever teach him otherwise and take away his conviction. Anyone who has once received the truth from God himself, through his spirit, can also no longer doubt or want to enrich his knowledge elsewhere. He has taken possession of the spiritual realm, God himself has introduced him. And for him there is no return to the realm of earthly science, for him there is no change in his thinking, for truth has taken hold of him because God himself has taken hold of him, who is the eternal truth. But the path into this realm was and is love. And never will a person be able to explore it without love. Which is why all spiritual opinions remain disputed as long as they are not gained on the path of the heart. Spiritual knowledge is knowledge which cannot be proven and yet becomes full conviction as soon as the connection with God has been established through a life of love. He himself now instructs the human being and informs him in all questions, who speaks to him through the Spirit, who works in him as he himself has promised. Amen.